all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Everything Childersburg High School is Coach Johnny Johnson. It's the Coach Johnson Show here. Dave McCurley with the head Tiger and Coach Johnson. I tell you what, you know, there's been a lot of discussion over the last several years about private schools and public schools. We got two of them in a row here, and we ran into a pretty good buzzsaw of one this last week. Tell us your tale on that, because it's certainly obvious that they were a much bigger and better football team.
Oh, definitely. A very good football team. But you can't go in the ball game spotting somebody 21 points. You know, we shake the punt on the first possession, gave a great field position that's going on. Then we turn around, gave another great possession, field position, and a block punt. But you got a team, going to play a team like that, you really got to be fundamentally sound. You got to execute on both sides of the ball. Then you got to be good special team. And we didn't do anything well, and they're a very good team, and they took it to us.
Well, I tell you, you know, I was able to watch B.B. Comer and Glenwood last Friday because we played on Thursday. I got to ask you this first. Were you glad that you changed the game, because it had a pretty strong pelting rain all night Friday night? Were you glad that you moved it a night earlier?
I did. I think it was a good decision on our part to move it, you know, because, you know, Comer got turf, we got grass. So, yeah, it was a very good move to save our field and not defend it in the rain, but yes. You know, we got another tall test this week. Glenwood, a very good football team, a big football team. They physical. They do things right, too. So, it's going to be another tough week for us.
Well, you know, when you have people that just look at the scoreboard and they see the score from our game last week and they think, well, it was in, you know, it was a one-sided game or whatnot. But I got to be honest with you, there were times in our football game where I thought we competed for a few plays and then we'd have a bad play or two here or there. But, you know, at halftime of the ball game the other night, it was a two-score game. And we came out and gave up our early score in the third quarter. But talk about some of the kids that played well for you last Thursday night.
Well, you know, I thought Terrence Hood played good at receiver for us. He had a pick on defense. I thought he came to play. I thought Jacob did a good thing throwing the football for us. We only tried to throw a little bit more. I thought he did a good job throwing the ball for us. We had some receivers, you know, Tate catch it right quick. We had J.J., the sophomore guy. Came in the game, played a little bit, had some good blocks. You know, the two guys that really played up front good for us was David Stone, Ovid Castillo, because, you know, we had Cam out. I thought he came in and played really well. You know, yes, we still got to keep working. You know, we still got a lot of football ahead of us. We got to just try to get better as a team and that we can go and win some ball games.
Yeah, and I thought as well, too, talk about your coaching staff, because, you know, before the season started, we talked about the addition of Coach Jeff Bullen, and we talked about some of these other guys you got on staff with you. You guys are working hard. You're trying to find that combination, because defensively, even though we gave up points the other night, and to just, let's be honest, to a better football team, defensively this year I thought we have played pretty well. It's been on the offensive side that we're scoring a couple of touchdowns a game. And in games like this, you got to be better. And I know you guys are just kind of trying to wrap your head around what we can do good.
That's the thing. You know, we're trying to figure out what we can do good. You know, we got so many new people in different positions, you know, up front. We make some key blocking, but we miss some blocking. You know, same thing in our running back. You know, we run hard and we miss some blocks. But we got to try and get the pieces together, what we need to make it successful. I mean, we like what we're doing. I think it's best offense, what we're in, the scheme we're doing. It's a very good scheme for us. We're going to have that. We're going to have that breakout. You know, it ain't, I mean, it's coming. But we just got to keep teaching. Got to keep teaching on defense. We got to keep teaching on offense and keep working the guys. Get the guys keep believing what we're going to do, what we're doing. And the time going to come, we're going to explode on offense.
You know what? You talked about that. And I'm going to tell you this. I thought last Thursday night, and I know you can't do it every play, but you mentioned Terrence Hood. And, of course, you mentioned – I thought Jacob threw the ball exceptionally well the other night. Even on the incompletions, they were right on the money. But I'm going to tell you, I thought for a little while there wasn't anybody on the field that could guard Terrence Hood.
Oh, no, I thought he's a player. You know, he's a gamer. You know, he come to play every week. He work hard at practice. You know, I thought our passing game going to get better, you know, at time. I think Jake's going to get better throwing the football, reading things. He does a good job moving with his feet, scrambling around back there. You know, more reps you get, live rep, more time we play, like, game situation, I think he's going to get better too. You know, some of our dirty wide receivers going to pick up. You know, we're trying to find the right things to get the ball to our playmakers. Again, I think we're gonna get there. You know, it's a learning process for our guys. Even though we should have a little more experience, but when you got new people in different places, you're trying to make things right, and all you got to do is keep coaching them. My guys do a great job of coaching. We went back to the basics, started things over, make sure we understand the concept of things we want to do on both sides of the ball.
You know what, too, and I'm going to mention somebody else's name, and maybe I'm out of place for this, but it was a name I called a lot last Thursday night. When you look at our defense, I'm going to be honest with you, in the back seven, we're undersized in a lot of places. And when you're playing a team that's got a couple of running backs that are 6 foot, 6 foot two, 210, 20 pounds, we give up a lot of size. But I'll tell you one thing. Hartley has come up and hit some people at times. I thought he played well for you in places the other night. And your kids are playing hard. And I know, but especially him, I saw him come up and make several plays.
Yeah, he's the same thing. You know, this is his first year started for us. You know, he played last year. Didn't get a lot of rep, you know, because we had what we had last year. But he stepped in. He learned the position of safety for us. He don't mind hitting. You know, we're moving around a little bit from outside to inside because he got that body frame. He's a sophomore, you know, a lot more learning for him because, you know, he didn't get the experience, you know, but he can develop back there and understand what we want to do.
Well, I'll tell you, now we're going to turn our attention to what you mentioned just a few moments ago, this juggernaut called Glenwood. We got, you know, Lee Scott this last week. Then you turn around and play Glenwood on the road. And I'm going to tell you, this is a good hour and 45-minute ride, and that's solid down to Smith Station, Alabama. It's a good long trip, the longest one your kids will make this year. And let's be honest now, this is a place where we're going to have the chin straps buttoned up. We're going to have everything go right for us. Not to say that there's no way we can't win this game. We can. I believe on any given Friday night we can have success. But, Coach, this is another big, strong, and fast team.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's all about believing. You know, I'm telling the kids just believe what we can get done. You know, I can't sugarcoat anything for you. I got to tell you straight up, it's going to be a physical game. They're a big team. They've been there before. They have won state championship in the private school section. So they know how to, they got a great coaching staff. So they know how to win. You know, well, we got to go down there. We got to compete. And we got to bring that we can be physical. That's where the key is. I want to go see us compete. I want to go play good football and make it tough on them.
Well, and I'm going to ask you this. After playing Lee Scott last Thursday night, you had the opportunity in person to see a good bit of B.B. Comer and Glenwood. Can you tell our audience here on the Coach Johnson Show the difference or how similar are they, and which one do you think may be a little better?
Both of them good, you know. Just playing Lee Scott last week, we know they do things right. They're very disciplined. They don't make many mistakes. They ain't going to beat themselves. So, just seeing Glenwood, when I seen them play Comer, same thing. I mean, they're going to do what they do. They got a good quarterback and throw the football. They got two good running backs that run the football. They got both squad got outstanding punters, you know, can punt the ball in the end zone. So you started at the 20-25, you know, like that. So they got a great special team. They got all around. Both of them got what they need to be successful. And that's tough to beat, especially when you know you can keep the ball in the end zone and you know you got somebody backed up already. Then you can go with Glenwood. You know, you got two good running backs. They physical. They big. And they got a receiver 6'6". You know, we playing with 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
6'6", wide receiver. So that's an advantage for them right there.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this too. With this system that has come in here, there's been some rain. And, of course, hopefully it'll be out of here by game time on Friday night. Does a wet field maybe give you a little bit of an advantage that they may not throw it as much?
You don't never know, you know. I hope to slow them down some, you know, because they're so big, they're so physical, they can run the football. You know, we just got to do what we do. We got to control the football. We got to move the chains. That's what we got to do. We got to try to control the football. We got to get the first down. We got to try to keep them off the field, the offense, and start to go score. At least make it a score so we make limit them what they want to do offensively.
And I was asked this about some people, too, when talking about our offense at Childersburg. Is it beneficial for us, Coach, to try to slow the game down a little bit? Or do we need to try to pick up the tempo a little bit? Because it seems when we slow things down a little bit and are methodical at what we're doing, we seem to move the football a little bit better.
Oh, it just, you know, it all depends. You know, some of my kids like the tempo. I like the tempo. We just go with the flow where we can get going. I think, like the people said, I don't want my kids to think so much. You know, sometimes kids think so much, they don't get things right. You know, we're still figuring things out with best for us, for the guys up front, for our skilled guys. So we don't never know. You know what I mean? We're working on both things by slowing it down or pacing ourselves just to get what we can get. So there's just somebody coming to that we've been talking about what best for our team. So we'll see, just try to how things work out. We might change a little stuff up.
And I got to tell you, I've been calling Childersburg football for a long time. And Coach Johnson, the first three games are probably three of the most physical games in a row that I've called for Childersburg in a long time. This Friday night won't be any different with Glenwood. It'll be very physical. How is the physical condition of your football team right now?
Well, we beat up now. I mean, you can't say we got some of our players sore a little bit. You know, it's some of them going to be game time decision because, you know, we played some good teams. You know, last week was a physical week for the physical. So we've been some physical football. So it's going to be some game time decision with some guys.
Well, I tell you, of course, we hope and pray that Childersburg can go down and do things well on Friday night against Glenwood. The Gators, I don't know that if we've ever played a Gator, have we?
No, sir, not since I've been there. Never played a Gator. Yeah, never played them.
I don't think any of us have ever played a Gator until B.B. Comer did last week. But three things, I'm gonna ask you three things that – Childersburg must do to come out victorious against the Gators.
We got to control line of scrimmage. That's on offense and defense. We have to control line of scrimmage to be successful. We got to be good in special teams. You know, we can't get no punt block. We got to be able to return the football, and we got to compete. That's the biggest thing. In everything we do, we got to compete.
So what will the plan be for Friday, Coach, when the kids get out of school? Are you eating on the way, or what time will you arrive in Smith Station?
Well, we're going to try to eat by 1:15. We're going to try to get on the bus by 2 so we can go ahead and get that ride, you know, down there. We eat before we leave. Try to get there, you know, great time, at least by 5:15, so we'll be already there. We'll take them off the field. Then we have plenty of time to get ready to go on the field and get loose.
Absolutely. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck on Friday night against the Gators. And, of course, we will be there to call it. KJ McCurley, Clint Wright, and myself on the Tiger Sports Network right here on Kix 100.3. And, of course, we'll be there. Coach, good luck this Friday night, and go Tigers.
Hey, thank you. Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to The Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.